This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
All right, Patrick Royce. So I got to admit, I didn't see any of the Twins game last night. When the opposing team's number nine hitter racks up seven RBIs and you have three hits, I'm going to guess that's probably not a good recipe.
Now, there was a time when the Red Sox number nine hitter was Butch Hobson, but that was in the late 70s when they had quite the lineup. It wasn't this mediocre collection that they have now. But you know what? I got to say this, and I think Judd can confirm it from our text exchanges. I don't know when I've been as entertained by the Twins as I have the last two nights. First of all, on Wednesday, when they pluckily won an extra innings, and Morney told us that they'd done it to pick up the closer, I don't think I've laughed that hard in my life. That this team was dedicated to the idea of picking up Alex Colomay,
rallying around him,
who had basically bleeped up the entire season for them. Come on, guys, let's go help out Alex here, who's been bleeping us for 4 months. Let's help him out here. And then last night, what was it, Judd? 12-2, 10-2. But the runs were coming in left and right, Morney told us that we should give them a lot of credit because they've gone through so much this year. All the injuries. Yes. And stuff. Meanwhile, these guys are running around the basins with the Edwin Garcia on the hill.
What is the rush to either A, give credit, or B, make any excuses that are like, this has been a disaster. I get that Bally Sports North has to, they can't go out there and just savage the Twins, but like, is there no middle ground at all for commentary?
But as Judd pointed out last night, even Dick got disgusted with Morty's commentary. I mean, you could tell Dick thought he was crazy.
Yeah, he kept saying that the boys battled a lot of injuries, it's become Python-esque.
Yes.
Like, it's like a Python baseball skit.
Like the guys in Defending the Bridge, right? Yeah. Like the guys in the Python, they've lost an arm, they've lost a leg, the blood's worked out. You know? Oh, God. I couldn't. I had to call Judd, and then I called about three other people with the Colomay. We got to win one for the closer,
just rallying around.
This isn't exactly winning one for Aggie or Reardon or Perky or anybody like that. We're going to win one for Alex. And by the way, the only way we could do that is if one of our mutts was pitching against us, Hansel.
They should be trying to win one for the guy who, for the 27 games he played, was the American League MVP, right? Let's keep this thing alive for Buck so when he comes back plays six games, they can mean something, right?
There's no chance he'll play tonight, though, because the field is going to be wet. So, it rained all day last night. I mean, late last night, and then it's supposed to rain again today. So if they don't use the opportunity to rain the game out, there's no way we'll see Buck tonight. Maybe when we get that field perfectly dry, we'll get him out there. What's your prediction? How many games if he comes back?
I don't think there's
Saturday. Will he play 15?
He'll play every other game for like a week, right? Because they'll rest him. And how many games are even left? Like 38 or something?
35.
35.
They're calling him up today. They got 35.
So he'll probably play 20. He'll play 25 or 26 games. He'll wind up with 50 games played on this season.
Somewhere. That'd be a lot for them.
Yeah, they're. So it's wow. It's really something. Somebody texted me today and said this rotation right here. You know, this five man. You're gonna have Ober, who's been good, then Jax, then that Charlie Barnes, then the guy who pitched last night, Gant, and then the Andy Albers is back tonight, right? Isn't he Albers pitching tonight? He was saying, is this the worst, even worse than the, the earlier dog teams, or even DeKelly's worst teams, and I think maybe name wise it is. You go back to 2016 and look at those ERAs. That was the gold standard. That team was, I mean, Gibby's ERA was over 5. Barrios made some starts as a rookie. His was over 8. Liam Hendricks was pitching, and we didn't think he was any good, right? So,
yeah.
Liam was way earlier. He was on the Pedro Hernandez team in 2011, the It's Happening team. That ended up 19-50 once Phil printed some T-shirts.
The It's Happening team. We should have been celebrating the 10-year anniversary. We should have been doing the. I know the Twins are. The problem is it coincides with the 91 anniversaries, so it gets overshadowed.
Sold the shirts now. Because they didn't come in time vintage. Back then, you should
They're
have
vintage.
Gone back and been like
this. The T-shirt to say, we still stink.
It's Happening was, I think, the second or third year after It's Happening. At one point, I think we took it a couple steps too far. We had a switch on the admin of the old 1500ESPN.com and it had the color codes for all of the local sports teams. So if something happened... They won a big. If the Timberwolves won a big game, or if the Gophers hired a new coach, we could flip the switch on the website and just have those "It's Happening" shirts be selling on the homepage.
How many did you get rid of?
I think the initial load, like when they went and had the best record for like 6 weeks or whatever it was, 10 years ago. We didn't capitalize the night that they hung 9 on Madison Bumgarner, but we did jump, like it was like a week later, we did get the shirts out. And I want to say it was like 1,000, like we sold like 1,000 t-shirts or something, which was pretty good. That was before Instagram, like it was before all the different platforms that you could sell shirts on now. So it wasn't too bad.
The only really successful t-shirt we ever had for the Ricey show was the Not Elite one, and we had to shut her down after 50 sales because the Gophers complained to upper management here. Remember that? What did it say? Did it say Not Elite or what?
It definitely went against all of the excitement for PJ Fleck. The other one, you and I had one, I think it was the last year that we had our show together. And we did it was a Royce and Mackey logo in the Dunkin' Donuts logo font.
That's right.
And we actually printed a bunch of those shirts and got a cease and desist. We posted a photo on Twitter. Dunkin' Donuts saw it,
first mistake.
Sent a cease and desist letter, and we had to literally burn the T-shirt so that we wouldn't get sued.
That's awesome.
How did that get passed legal? Has always been my question.
It didn't. It never was run by legal. That was the problem.
Oh no.
Spoof? What the hell?
Yeah, legal would have immediately said, "What the hell are you guys doing?"
Our legal department would not. That's a great idea. I love these shirts.
They were great shirts. And I had a straggler one, and I think one of our old promotions, one of the Ryans who used to be one of our promotions guys, literally found my straggler shirt in my office area and took it so that I couldn't wear it and get us sued. So
I'm working on a kind of a spoofy wrestling, pro wrestling, AWA column for Sunday.
Oh.
Phil, and I was looking back at my Heenan obit.
Hey, hold on. We're losing Pat's connection there. So I just want to – Pat, we're losing your connection. We're going to throw you in the green room. Can you just go out and go back in again and see what happens? We can keep this going, by the way, while we... Did he say AEW or AWA?
No, I think he said AEW. I don't think he would have just said that accidentally either. I think he definitely meant AEW, which is a very good sign. That's what his column's about.
So his connection must be.
Judd, what needs to happen for us to get you to watch AEW professional wrestling every
Wednesday?
You know,
Wednesday? I think I got a lot going on. I got a lot going on. It's probably not going
to
happen.
What needs to happen for us to get Judd to do a CM Punk chant on Mackie and Judd here?
It's probably too late in life for me to do it. My schedule is full.
It's clobbering time.
So full.
Mm-hmm. My schedule is absolutely full. I'm sorry about that.
It is clobbering time.
All
right,
back?
There we go.
There you go.
All right, Pat.
Well, I don't know if you or me today, but this hookup has been perfection until this morning. So.
It has been. All right. So what? Tell us about your wrestling column.
Hercules Cortez was big here in '71, and then he got killed in a car accident. And George told me about all the things this changed in AWA. AWA, you know. As, but what I meant to say, but then I started looking, you know, it involved Bockwinkel. So then I started looking at my Bockwinkel obit that I wrote. And then I started looking at my Heenan obit that I wrote. Heenan had to be the greatest, man. He'd get up and say, and I don't want to see any of those weasel posters at the Civic Center Saturday night. And he was selling the weasel posters.
Bobby Heenan, god dang, man. So he had mouth or throat cancer like 20 years ago. And
terrible. Yeah.
But man, that guy was a genius.
Oh, yeah, the weasel suit, as I've always said. Dark Star always said the second and third greatest sporting events he saw were Game 6 and Game 7 of the 91 World Series. Number one was Greg Gagne putting Heenan in the weasel suit at the Civic Center.
Yep.
And, of course, if we've all seen it, because the greatest part of it was Hegan's pantomime after he awoke from being slapped awake and stumbled around the ring in the weasel suit as 19,000 people went insane at the Civic Center. What these guys were, I don't know. The showmanship isn't as hokey now, is it, Phil? It isn't. I mean, it's
I think. I will say, I don't know if you. I mean, Judd's never gotten into wrestling, but I think if there's any chance for you to reconnect with wrestling, the WWE is so far gone and just not good anymore. But there's a new, as of 2 years ago, there's a new, it's every Wednesday and Friday on TNT, and it's called AEW. It's All Elite Wrestling. And it's a lot of, like, old sort of Southern WCW roots. Like, Dusty Rhodes' kid is one of the guys that runs it. And so the old good old JR, Jim Ross, is the lead commentator. But it's all this.
Really?
He's still rocking it. Yeah, with Bell's palsy and everything. Yeah.
I'll have to give it a shot.
Tony Schiavone, and they, I mean, it's a little edgier, a little bit more adult targeted, and Declan and I are all in. So check it out. We're all elite.
You know, Judd, I guess the golden era of AWA was 60s and 70s. You might have been a little, you know, you might have, if your parents weren't into it, it was hard to get into it, probably.
Yeah. I used to watch it on Sunday mornings on Channel 11 and then Channel 9 when I was a kid, and that was about it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I had the privilege of going with my old man to matches up here in the Twin Cities where he would be like Heenan and root for the bad guys and get everyone around us and kill us. So I'm an 8-year-old kid, and they're threatening my old man with death because he's Burns cheating.
Well, Vince McMahon's listening in on this conversation, and he has brought the reception gremlins back to cut this conversation. So we're going to say goodbye, Pat, and we'll catch you again on Monday, sir. All right?
All right. Yeah.
All right. That's wrapping with Royce here on Mackie and Judd.
This holiday, whether you're making a Baker's Simple Truth turkey for 40 or a Murray's Baked Brie for 2, Baker's has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Baker's, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.